Campaign 2024 on KYW News Radio.
The Democratic candidates for state attorney general facing off in a debate on KYW earlier today. In KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was one of the moderators and asked the candidates about one of the state's most pressing issues, that of gun violence.
According to Ceasefire Pennsylvania, each year 1,600 Pennsylvanians die from gun violence and 3,000 more are injured. I asked the candidates what they would do specifically that would result in fewer shootings and homicides in Philadelphia. Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer reflected on his work as DA and federal prosecutor in Philadelphia and a strategy called focused deterrence.
Bringing the community and the police together, we focus on the 1% of people who commit 75 to 80% of the shootings, and we offer them a carrot and a stick. They've taken us up on it. We've reduced the number of shootings by 72% over the last 4 years.
State Representative Jared Solomon says he'll do what he's done in Northeast Philly.
Protection from special interests, driving money to the gun violence task force to get illegal ghost guns off of our street. Expanded view of safety is what we need in Pennsylvania.
Joe Kahn, former Bucks County solicitor, says he would take the same approach he used 17 years ago when he was a federal prosecutor addressing the issue in Southwest Philadelphia.
By working with the community, we brought agencies together, we brought team members together, we intervened with arrest, and then we worked our way up the system to solve unsolved homicides and to shut down gun trafficking.
Eugene DePasquale, former state auditor general, wants to crack down on illegal gun dealers.
We need to hold them punishable to the fullest extent of the law. But we also need to focus on suicide. Two-thirds of all firearm deaths in Pennsylvania are the result of suicide.
Former Philadelphia chief public defender Keir Bradford Gray also wants to tackle illegal guns, saying they're accessible by people who should not have them.
I know what that looks like, and I know how to target that appropriately. So I will ensure that all of the sales will be legal and will follow the common sense gun laws on the books.
Pennsylvania's primary election is April 23rd. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.